could see just how long a project it would be. That's why he alienated his family and endured the wrath of the Christian church to grow tranquility, so that there would always be someone who shared the need and had the resources to continue the research. He could have ordered Kulu Zenok research institutions to perform the investigation, but how long would that have lasted? His reign, certainly. Morris's reign, too. Possibly even for that of Morris's eldest son. But he was worried sick that wouldn't be long enough. It's such a colossal task. You know that more than most. Even the kings of Kulu couldn't keep a project like this going on a priority budget for more than 2 or 3 centuries. He had to be free of his heritage and obligations in order to ensure the most important undertaking in human history wasn't allowed to waste away and die. Joshua gazed at her levelly, remembering the didactic course he had taken on affinity and Edenist culture. "You talk to him, don't you, your grandfather? He transferred his memories into the habitat personality, and they leaked into you when you were in the womb analog. That's why you spout all this crap. He's contaminated you, Ione." For a moment Ione looked hurt, then she summoned up a rueful smile. "Wrong again, Joshua. Neither Michael nor Morris transferred their memories during death. The Saldanas are pretty devout Christians. My Kulu cousins are supposed to rule by divine right, remember? Michael Saldanas was excommunicated. By the Bishop of Nova Kong, never by the Pope in Rome. It was politics, that's all. His punishment dished out by the Kulu court. He shocked the family to its odiously complacent core by growing tranquility. The whole basis of their sovereignty is that they simply cannot be bribed or corrupted. Their wealth and privileges make it totally impossible. They are the ultimate straight arrows, dedicated to service, because they have every physical and material whim catered for. There isn't anything else for them to do but rule, and I have to admit they make quite a good job of it. Kulu is wealthy, strong, independent, with the highest socio-economic index outside Edenism. The Saldanas and their century-long development projects did that for the kingdom, a leadership which genuinely considers that its nation's interests are paramount. That's remarkable, bordering on unique. And they are revered for it. There are gods who receive less adulation than the Saldanas, yet Michael considered an intellectual problem sufficient grounds to lay all that aside. Small wonder the family were terrified, not to mention furious with him. He showed it was possible to suborn a mighty Saldana, to turn their attention from parochial matters. That's why the bishop did what he was ordered to do. But my grandfather remained a Christian until the day he died. And I am, too. Sorry. Joshua leant over and rummaged round in his pile of clothes until he found a small pear-shaped bottle of Norfolk tears. He took a swig. You take some getting used to, Ione. I know. Now imagine your reaction magnified 3 million times. There'd be riots. Joshua passed her the bottle. It was tipped up daintily, a few drops of the precious imported liquor sliding down past her lips. He admired the way the skin pulled taut over her abdomen as her head went back, the breasts pushed forwards. He let a hand slide up the side of her ribs, questing innocently. The initial shock of her identity was fading like a stolen daydream. He wanted the reassurance she was still the same rutty teenager who had turned him on so badly back at the party. So if it's not prenatal ideological indoctrination, what convinces you that the research project is worthwhile? He asked. Ione lowered the bottle, marshalling her thoughts. Joshua, among his many other faults, could be depressingly cynical. Proximity, like I said. Tranquility and I are bonded. I see what it sees, and the ruin ring is always there, just below us. 7,000 habitats, not so different from Tranquility, pulverized into gravel. And it was suicide, Joshua. The research team believes that the living cells in the laymill habitats underwent some kind of spasm, cracking the outer silicone shell. They would have to be ordered to do it, compelled, probably. I doubt I could get Tranquility to do it just by asking nicely. I might, Tranquility said silently in her mind. But you would have to give me a very good reason. To save me from a fate worse than death? That would do it. Name one. That is something only you can decide. She grinned and had another nip from the bottle. It was an amazing drink. She could feel its warmth seeping through her, and Joshua's lower torso was cradled between her thighs. The insidious combination was becoming highly arousing.